Hey, it's Eric G from the Around the House Show. Elevate your grilling game with the all-new Monty McGrill's Omni Pro Series. The M&Essence 405 is packed with cutting-edge features, blending elegance with expert-level performance. Four powerful burners plus a side-searing station deliver 60,000 BTUs of precision heat. The clear-view lid lets you keep an eye on your masterpiece without losing heat. Stay in control with the smart Bluetooth app, track your temps, set timers, and get alerts from anywhere. The LED touch panel ensures effortless monitoring even in bright daylight. Temperature sensing lights keep you grilling anytime, anywhere. This grill is built to last, and it's also backed by a 10-year limited warranty. The M&Essence 405, where power, style, and innovation meet. Check it out and order your new grill at MonumentGrills.com. That's MonumentGrills.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Welcome to
Stop It! Help
Around
me.
The House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that's not making it into last week's show, which was jam-packed. Thanks for listening. And of course, what's going into this weekend show, which is just as full, but with a few less interviews. Well, this week I wanted to talk about a few things here that have been one of my most requested subjects right now because of well, we've got in certain cities around the U.S., and those of you that don't live in a metropolitan area aren't seeing this really, but those of us in the larger metropolitan areas sure are, and that is home security right now is a key discussion. And I wanted to talk about that here because we're not going to get to it this weekend because on this weekend show, we've got a fun one planned ahead. We're going to have my top 10 home improvement myths that you shouldn't believe on the internet. That's going to help you get some real facts on what's right and what's not out there, because I tell you what, there is some bad information out there. We're going to try to fix that and help you out so you can actually see what's going on and what you should be doing, not what, well, some internet trolls that might be trying to help you head down the wrong path. And then we're going to be talking about as well as, well, we've got a fun one. I'm going to talk exterior projects. What do they cost? What do they bring in value to your home? So you can try to get that figured out for yourself, because those are things that I want you to know. If you do that deck extension out in the backyard, it might not pay for itself if you're just trying to put the house up for sale so you can get that sold. So I just want to make sure that you're spending money where you want to be spending money and doing it the right way. So that's just one of the things we'll be talking about this weekend. And then I'm going to put in a couple, not really doing an interview, but we've got a couple clips I'll be playing that was wildly interesting with my StreamYard test that I did with Carolyn Blazowski on Facebook this week, because there were some interesting things that came out of that I was super shocked about. So we're going to throw that in at the end of the show just to hit a couple talking points with healthy homes that I think are really important. And I think they're really important when I actually learn from her and I go, oh, I had no idea. I didn't think it was that bad. We're going to talk about that on Saturday. So here's the thing. Home security is a really, really big deal right now. And so there's things that you can do around your house to make it more secure without spending a ton of money. First off, I want to make sure that you've got your outdoor lighting working correctly. Make sure the front of your house is well lit. That can deter crime just by having it lit up and look like you're paying attention. You can even put smart home switches and stuff on that, so it's turning on automatically every time. And you can set that so it turns off and on when you want it to. And you don't have to worry about relying on an outdoor light sensor working and all those different things like that. Second of all, making sure that you've got really good locks on the door. And I'm not talking just a cheap off-brand $29 one. I'm talking about something that's secure, something that's into the door jamb, and making sure that you've got deadbolts that go into, you know, the door frame correctly. I want to see long screws holding that in. They make even some great pieces that wrap around that door frame that give you, or extend it out maybe a foot or even two, that give you more surface area where literally someone's going to have a hard time kicking the door in. Now, there is a risk when you do this. It's just like putting bars on windows and things like that, and extra security doors. You have a harder time for a firefighter getting in if you've got a house fire and someone's trying to be rescued. So I want you to think about this. The more bulletproof you make that, the harder it is if you have a house fire to get somebody in to help you. So if you make it so, yep, there's nobody that'll ever kick that door in, well, guess what? If you're worried about ever having a firefighter coming to rescue family or pets, that might be a little bit more of a problem. So I want you to keep that into consideration. Many times you just want to make it strong enough that someone is going to have to make a hell of a lot of noise to take it down and alert the neighbors. That way somebody else or your alarm system can do the rest of the work for you. You just want to make it so somebody can't come up, put a shoulder quick into it, and knock it in. There's the difference. Now, when you're talking security systems, it's getting easier and easier and easier. Now, my house here, I had an ancient, because it was built in 1977, I had a 1980s or 1990s wired in system that the wires were exterior mounted. They were really poorly done. They were weathered. And to be honest, all somebody would have had to do is walk around the outside of the house and go clip, 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 clip. And they could have disabled my alarm system. So it was fairly pointless the way it was done. You know, those exterior sensors, it wouldn't have taken much if you'd watched any kind of a crime movie to do something with that. It was pretty pathetic. So I gutted it because these days there's way too many wireless systems out there that work really good. Now, there's a lot of different camera systems out there that you can do to alert you people even coming up to your house. For instance, you know, if you have one of those new Arlo systems, my buddy Scotty in California has one where it alerts you to noise and to things moving on the cameras. It's really awesome. Your cable provider like Comcast Xfinity has one that works really well that will show up on your app or on your TV. There's lots of different ways to do security. I've got a Ring system in my house right now. It works okay. To me, my Ring system, it's 3 or 4 years old, so let's be honest, it's not the newest technology out there, but it does work okay. I can see stuff with it. It does work, but their technology has really eclipsed that in many situations, and so it works good, but there is a lot better out there than that. And could I add to it? Sure. Am I going to go out and spend the high dollars for Ring? Probably not. I'll probably either go with the Comcast or the Arlo system around my house, because those work really well and give me a better picture without having to spend all the money that you have on some of those other systems. So that's one thing to think about. Now, when you're talking about lighting, the other thing I want you to think about exterior lighting is making sure that you've got your house well lit and there's no corners where if you come walking up to the door that's, you know, with groceries in hand after it's dark or early in the morning you're heading out to work, that you've got a full view of your area between you and your car. Now, for security, if you can keep that car in the garage and just enter in there, you've got a good secure system. For that, what I want to see is if you've got a garage that you're parking your car in at night, take a look at the Chamberlain garage door openers, the new ones, because they have cameras on them. So you can see if someone has broken into your garage, it will let you know that there's movement on the camera in your garage. And that's a problem if you've got an issue with that. But more importantly, with that garage door opener, a lot of these now, when somebody goes to try to pry up in your garage, it will actually push down on the door and fight them. So I like that. That's a good little system right there. And if you take that Chamberlain garage door opener and mesh it up with Amazon, you can allow Amazon through their app to, not the regular Amazon app, they have another app that will allow their drivers to open up your door to kick a package underneath, so that way you don't have any packages being stolen. So that's another one that's good. The other one I just want to make sure that people are doing is when you're doing all these security systems, make sure that you're tying in your smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector into it. So those are working correctly to make sure that you got everybody safe on that as well. So those are things that I want you to make sure as far as safety and security. And you know something? A good fence that's hard to get in the backyard is also one that will deter people. You know, just as lighting in the front, well, if you can keep that, and of course, there's nothing wrong with a good old pet. Those dogs can do really well for people to go, yeah, no. The last thing they want to do is come walking up to your door, kind of check things out, and hear the dog barking. Because again, that's something that really makes noise, and the last thing they do is want to see noise with that, because that's another one of those things. Now, here's the thing. I want you to think about security as well. What you put on your car. Think about the bumper stickers. Bumper stickers, when you're out running around, can do a massive job of telling people where you live. You know, hey, my proud honor roll student of this middle school. Well, guess what? You just told them what area you live in. And then when you put all the sports stuff up on the back of the window, you know, you got the lacrosse player, or you got the football or the baseball player up there, or I support whatever, you know, high school baseball, you can now see that you're off playing games in the normal year a lot during this time, and you're not going to be home as much. And so think about what bumper stickers you put on your car when you're out going to the grocery store, you're out going to the mall, you're out anywhere running around. Are you giving people too much personal information that can follow you back and see where you live? Those are things that you should always think about, the message that you're giving to the criminal types out there to make sure they're not following you back to the house. Those are things that you should be careful with. Same thing with social media. If you've got a wide open social media page and you're showing off that you're out there with the quads and the jet skis and, you know, you've got a huge gun collection and all these other things that you've got out there, make sure that you've got those toys protected on your Facebook page. Because again, if you have your location out there where it can easily be found, you are making it very easy for people to track you down and take your stuff. And nobody wants to deal with that. And then most importantly, don't leave things in your car overnight or even out in a parking lot someplace that mean things to you. Be careful with bank cards and things like that, because that, when it gets stolen, will tell people what they can do to you. Tune in Around the House this weekend. Thanks for listening to the Midweek Special. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.